WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The White House says there is still a chance to avert a government shutdown.
The conversation that needs to happen is with the Speaker and the Republican conference. Period.
President Biden is staying in Washington. Director of the Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young, saying he will talk with government congressional leaders, but it's not up to him to keep the government from shutting down. CBS's Scott McFarland says the blame game has already begun.
He's trying to blame the president and Senate Democrats. The Senate Democrats have very unequivocally tried to blame the House Speaker for this imminent shutdown at 12:01 Sunday morning. There is a vote as the afternoon began being readied for a House plan to keep the lights on and the doors open for about 30 more days. But there is a growing sense, if not a certainty, it's going to fail.
Indeed, that has just happened. Moments ago, a bill that would fund the government at lower levels through October 31st failed on a 232-198 vote in the House. Longtime California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein has died. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today on the Senate floor.
We lost a giant in the Senate. Senator Dianne Feinstein was one of the most amazing people who ever graced the Senate, who ever graced the country.
Senator Feinstein was 90. Thousands more auto workers walked off the job today, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
We're on what appears to be a weekly cycle that every Friday, if they don't feel like they're making progress, you'll see a strike expand. Their hope is that these latest efforts to strike two SUV plants, the plant in Michigan, the GM plant, makes their full-size Ford Explorer equivalent SUV for Chevy and Buick. The hope is that that brings people back to the table and gets the conversation started in a direction that they feel is positive.
As much as 6 inches of rain fell in New York City today, piling on after a week of rain. Service on some subway lines was suspended and some stations were closed. Governor Kathy Hochul.
The bottom line is we're here to help New Yorkers get through what is a life-threatening rainfall event.
The 16-year-old boy arrested for felling a 300-year-old sycamore tree near the Roman landmark of Hadrian's Wall in the north of England has just been released on bail. The boy was arrested yesterday after the more than 200-year-old tree, 300-year-old tree, that is, one of the country's most iconic and most photographed, was felled overnight. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 242 points. NASDAQ just turned negative, down 17. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
eBay Motors is here.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation awarded a $75,000 grant to the Dove Healthcare Community Foundation to expand the Healthcare Workforce Training Institute Education Center in Chippewa Falls. The funding will be used for another classroom, new televisions and tables, and operational expenses. The program offers an affordable alternative to healthcare training, and the institute also has locations in Eau Claire, Osseo, Bloomer, Rice Lake, and Frederick. The Wisconsin Legislature's LGBTQ plus caucus has outright condemned legislation introduced to ban gender-affirming care for children in the state, calling the measure cruel. The caucus argued that every major medical organization, including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, attests that gender-affirming care is safe, medically necessary, and saves lives. The bill is likely to be vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're
hey man, your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, on location here in Richland, Central Wisconsin at WRCE News from the Center in Southwest Wisconsin, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Nate Wegehout, in for Mr. Aaron Zommers. Nate, we appreciate you being here. It is TGIF Friday, September 29th, 2023, next to the last day of September. Can you believe it, Nate?
I can't. It feels so weird. Yeah, it doesn't feel like we had a September.
But it's so warm, right? I think that's what it is for me.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like 80 tomorrow or yes, something like that. Right. However, I did look at next weekend, and I mean, weather forecasts aren't super great like a week out, but at least my phone was telling me like 50 degrees next weekend.
Yes, I'm into that. Filling in for Pat Kreitler this morning on Up North News Radio, who's on vacation, and weatherology is saying that maybe highs in the upper 50s by Thursday and Friday of next week. So fall is indeed on its way. But hey, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, in some regards, take what we get from global warming and one last nice weekend, put the shorts on and get out. I don't know.
No, I love the fall. That's my favorite time of year. I like it when it's nice and kind of chilly like that. I can put on my flannel like I'm wearing today and like you're wearing today.
Yep.
And I like it nice and chilly.
Yeah, I mean, fall is my favorite time of year as well, and especially out here in the Driftless area. If you've never been, if you're listening to us on WAUK down in Waukesha, or maybe up at WGBW up in Green Bay, or the Buzz of the North up there in Hayward, I mean, beautiful in Hayward as well, beautiful in all those places, but if you've never come over to this part of the state in southwest Wisconsin, kind of halfway between Madison and La Crosse in Richland Center, do yourself a favor and drive over on some Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Here's my recommendation. And let me just tell you, you will thank me, you will call me, you will write me and say, Todd, you're not right about a lot, but you were right about this. Get yourself to a place called Oakwood Fruit Farm. It is a great orchard. It's up on top of the ridge. The scenery is spectacular, particularly as the colors turn. The apples are delicious. You got all your pumpkins, your squash, you got your cider. I've had a lot of caramel apples in my day. And no offense to any other orchard in the state of Wisconsin. You will not find a better caramel apple than right here in Richland County at Oakwood Fruit Farm. So do it. Have you ever been out here, Nate?
I've driven through it a couple of times because I went to college in La Crosse. So I would take Highway 14 going back home here to Madison and then back up to school. So I've never spent a ton of time hanging out there, but it is a beautiful drive going from taking Highway 14 there all the way to La Crosse, especially once you start getting closer to Richland Center there. It's like you said, cool. It's beautiful. especially in the fall.
It's kind of a smaller version of the Smoky Mountains. I mean, I don't want to oversell it, right? But once you get up to La Crosse, you know, Granddad's Bluff and the even higher bluffs up and towards Westby La Crosse, but holy mackerel, you get out here in the rolling, driftless area of southwest Wisconsin. It's great. Oakwood Fruit Farm, another fine sponsor out here in Richland Center of WRCO. Much of our high school programming as well. And that's what makes community radio like WRCO and WRCE work, are our fine sponsors that say, you know what, we want broadcasting and programs that focus on local news, weather, sports. People like Phil Nee, people like our news director out here, Joanne Krulatz, covering what's local and important to southwest Wisconsin. And that's what we are replicating across the state of Wisconsin with Civic Media, focusing on growing that interest in local communities across the state. So it's great. It's a good time to have by all. Get out here and enjoy some apples this fall, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and just hike around as well. Coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit about the government shutdown. What are your feelings on this? We are the clock, not only is the clock is ticking on September, the clock is ticking on this government shutdown. Republicans, as we announced at the top of the show, have once again, Republicans in the House, failed to pass a continuing resolution. What is a continuing resolution, Todd, you ask? Well, thank you so very much for asking. It's basically just a fancy way of saying we're going to keep the government going while we figure this all out. So instead of paying people, we're going to shut the government down because we can't do our job. Mitch McConnell, by the way, this week got help, worked with Chuck Schumer, got 77 votes in the Senate to keep government running. But Kevin McCarthy, who is scared that Matt Gaetz is going to call a leadership vote and throw him out of the speaker's chair, cannot get the Freedom Caucus, so-called, essentially the mega caucus, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, people who do not want a drop of money more going to defending Ukraine, who is being attacked by Vladimir Putin and the communists. They're pro-Putin. There's no other way to say it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, these people are pro-Putin. And they do not understand that if Ukraine falls, it's going to be Europe, and then it's going to be the U.S. is going to be forced to be drug into it. You must stop Putin in Ukraine. They can't keep the government running. But here's the kicker. Republican congressmen, they want to get paid. Not do they want to. They are. And we're going to come back and hear from one of them, Brandon Williams from New York, a Republican who, when pressured, is like, yes, I'm taking my money. And the guy is wealthy. Meanwhile, our servicemen and women are going to go unpaid. Hear from them. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Come on back. We're on location in Richland Center, WRCE. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in his face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are on location. Nate is back in Madison at the World Headquarters on the board. We are here in Richland Center, WRCE on location. Great to be here on homecoming weekend for Richland Center High School. Enjoying all the festivities here in town. Phil Nee on the call tonight on local high school football. You can hear it via the Civic Media app right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got to go to the phone lines in just a minute, but I want to play this clip first of all. This is Republican Congressman Brandon Williams from New York being interviewed on C-SPAN yesterday, being asked about the government shutdown and how this works, Congressman, when the government shuts down, military people are not going to get paid, but what happens to congressmen? Here is Brandon Williams, Republican of New York, on C-SPAN yesterday.
Congressman, will you take pay if the government shuts down?
I am honestly not sure how that works.
Well, you still get money. The members of Congress get paid. The minority leader, Mitch McConnell, said so on the floor yesterday. So will you accept that pay?
I will. You know, I am not independently wealthy. And we are like any other family. I don't think you're going to find a huge amount of sympathy, you know, for people that have been furloughed or early retirement or laid off or their pension going bankrupt. You know, you're not going to find a huge amount of sympathy out there. That's I'm afraid that's just the reality. So.
So, first of all, this guy, Brandon Williams, Republican in New York, I'm not sure how that works. I have no idea. He knows darn well how it works. He knows he's going to get paid. The reporter promptly said, actually, Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, said you're going to get paid. Okay, fine, I'm going to take it. And then he has the audacity to say, well, you know, I'm not independently wealthy. Look it up. Brandon Williams, worth millions of dollars, with an S. Millions of dollars, and then has the audacity to attack America's service men and women wearing the uniform who are going to be put on furlough, and says, well, I don't think we're going to find a lot of, you know, sympathy for people like that. Give me a break. I mean, the arrogance of these people in the Republican caucus in the House is astounding. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Dick in Madison, thanks for holding on. Dick, what say you?
It's not at all surprising. Not even in the least. You know, Todd, they've got way bigger fish to fry. You know that. Impeaching the president. That's
right.
Important. Well,
yeah, right,
to Boebert and Gates and Greens and all those fools in that group. I mean, do they really have a clue how much damage this will do? And I think they do, to the overall economy even. And that's, I think, what their end game is. And guess who's at the very top of this? Of course, orchestrating it. Yeah, that guy. He even asked them to do this, didn't he not?
Yeah. No, Trump said flat out, Republicans should vote to shut down the government.
He's the ultimate obstructionist. And then that nonsense the other night with that meeting with in Detroit, like I told you, I mean,
right,
what union person of any worth would... I just read something interesting about when Trump Tower was taken down, when he had bought the property. Are you ready for this? Took
it
down in, I think, 1980 or 81. Mm-hmm. Illegal immigrants from Poland did the work, non-union shop, and in 1981, some of them were getting paid as little as $4 an hour.
Yeah. No, I've seen some of that.
Always been just total pond scum.
and I'm so glad you brought this up, Dick, because this has been my point for a long time, is that, look, whether I get frustrated or agree with him or not, you cannot, or at least I can't deny that the guy is a great con artist. He knows how to gin people up. He knows how to market himself. He's a master at it. Can't deny that. And what he has done, is he has come out here to places like Richland Center and across the great state of Wisconsin and spoken the language, the vernacular that gets people listen to him, and then sells them a bill of goods. He comes out here and tries to scare people with immigration issues and facts that aren't really facts, they're lies, and gin people up. And to your point, Dick, he's hiring undocumented people to work in his own business. He's a hypocrite.
Right. Right. And the other thing with him and all of this is, okay, these people that are just such sycophants for it, most of them that are giving small dollar amount, they're in no position to take the hit they're going to take from this. They're exactly. The least of the people that should be down with this guy, and yet somehow he's got a stranglehold on him.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And that's why in the past I have been critical of, and look, I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016, okay? But I think that Hillary and some, not all, some Democrats were a little tone deaf because they like to talk on these platitudes of global warming and mass transportation and all these things that for someone who was from a place like Richland Center but has lived in Madison for 20 years, it's easy to take for granted if you live in an urban area, all these things that we have. But you come out to rural Wisconsin and it's like, look, I just want a road because I'm working three jobs, so I got to drive 40 miles one way for one of them. And there's a frustration out here, and there was a feeling that many Democrats were not listening to the rural folks of America. Joe Biden gets it. He's gone through tragedy. And I just wish that he would give more speeches like yesterday, because I think if more Americans, more rural Americans, would hear the Joe Biden from yesterday, they would say, look, that guy actually relates to me, not Trump.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Dick, always a great great call. I appreciate my friend. Have a great weekend there in Madison. All right, thank you so much, Dick, on the line there. If you'd like to join us as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Also can text us on the phone line as well by downloading the Civic Media app. I love Dick's point, you know, that people are just kind of sold this bill of goods. And I truly feel that, and this is why I absolutely I'm excited to vote for Joe Biden. I don't know about, I mean, I get there's this narrative out there about his age. Well, you know what? He has experience. He has the experience to deal with these times. And the two major candidates, whether you like it or not, it's based, I mean, Biden is set in stone. All for all practical purposes, Trump is set in stone on the right. And as I've quoted this before, Karen Hughes, the communication director to former President George W. Bush, wrote a great book called 10 Minutes from Normal. Great title, too. 10 Minutes from Normal by Karen Hughes. Great quote. It's so true. Karen Hughes said, you know what? Every election comes down to a choice. And perfect isn't on the ballot. That's the reality. Perfect ain't on the ballot, folks. And the choice in this coming election is between a democracy and autocracy. And I get it. I hear people out in the rural parts of this state who, believe it or not, there are some people who are as frightened of another Biden presidency as Trump, because they've been sold this bill of goods. But you have to look at the facts. You have to look at what Trump is saying about military people, calling them suckers and losers. We've had the quote on here before, the article of The Atlantic about retiring chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, who said that Trump himself, after seeing a disabled veteran in a wheelchair, gone through a stroke, been an amputee, went to Milley and said, why do you have him here? Nobody wants to see that. Direct quote, nobody wants to see that. That's how Trump treats the military. I don't believe that any veteran at an American Legion or a VFW hall out here in Southwest Wisconsin would ever say that to a veteran, to a disabled veteran. I don't believe it. But yet they're convinced by Fox News and other people of these untrue lies. I guess every lie is untrue. But they put out these alternate facts and draw people in. And it's just so unfortunate. Let's go back to the phones. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gene in Eau Claire, always great to have you on, my friend. What say you?
Hey, my friend, you're doing a really great job. Thank you for your discussion and all the great callers that call in to give their opinions and things. You know, I'm wondering, can I bring up something today real quick?
And go ahead.
You know, lately I've been kind of a crabby person on the air because I've been watching these hearings going on about the budget. And also I've been watching these impeachment hearings without any witnesses because they're saying Joe Biden didn't do anything. And I'm sitting here like yelling at the gal dang TV, and it's like, so then I have to call my representative. And by the way, if you want even the Senate budget, you know, they got a short-term budget put together, but the right. House is refusing to do it, and it's just short-term just to keep the government open. The people in Wisconsin, your representatives, especially Republican ones that are trying to hold this up, that don't care about the shutdown, they're taking phone calls, and they have very nice people working in their offices that will take your comments. So if you disagree with what they're doing, now's a good time to call because real people are answering their phones. But I don't know if you have that number handy. I don't have it either. I just call mine because I have their phone numbers written down.
Okay,
but
sure.
I do call all of them from Wisconsin because they need to hear from us.
Agree with you. Thank you, Jeannie. Always great to hear from you. Jeannie and Eau Claire, have a great weekend. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones up to beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Packers didn't come out so well last night to the Lions. But always great to hear from our Green Bay listeners on WGBW up there. Charles from Green Bay, what say you?
You know, okay, I was a bugler for many, many years. I played for over 200 funerals.
Thank you for
my
your service.
My first one was a person, well, I was never in the military.
But it's still a service to what you do, so thank you, but go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you. My first funeral was for a man who fought in the Spanish-American War.
Mm.
And I have buried my students.
Wow.
When anybody makes a statement that these people are losers, and, you know, deadbeats or whatever the heck else they call them, go to the funerals. Be there. Mm-hmm. I got a letter from the NRA saying, be a patriot. Join the NRA. I sent them back a note on their card. I said, be a patriot. Pay for over 200 military funerals. And never send me this card again. And
well
they keep
done.
Sending it to me because they're just obnoxious assholes. Pardon me. Oops, did I say that? That shouldn't be on the air.
I get
anyway,
it. We'll give you a pass on that one.
Trump, okay, Trump, when he calls military people, and when he calls for like Kelly or not Kelly,
Milley,
Joint Chiefs of Staff,
yep.
Milley, for you know,
got 20 seconds. Go ahead.
For not supporting him. I think he should. I think Trump should suffer the same, you know, source or whatever you want to call it that the Rosenberg suffered in 52.
Yeah, Charles, got to go to a break, but thank you for what you do. Really appreciate it. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn says, back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, live on location from Richland Center on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Republican-controlled House has just defeated a bill that would have averted a government shutdown. The continuing resolution could be reintroduced. White House Budget Director Shalonda Young spoke before the vote.
The point of a CR, we call them stopgaps. You keep stuff going. What did you do on September 30th as a government? you should keep doing that on October 1.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says some government employees will still have to work.
They'll either get furloughed or they'll be forced to come into work and not get paid. That could be up to 1 million people.
California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein has died at the age of 90. President Biden served with her in the Senate.
The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
One of the last living witnesses to the 1996 killing of rapper Tupac Shakur in Las Vegas has been arrested and indicted on a murder charge. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A recent study found Wisconsin has seen a steady decline of incarcerated individuals, but racial discrepancies still persist. According to a WQOW report, as of 2019, black men in Wisconsin are still 14% more likely to be incarcerated than their white counterparts. Overall, however, the percentage is declining. A co-author of the study found that the incarceration rate for black men aged 20 to 24 dropped 66% over the previous 20 years. Criminal defendants in Wisconsin could face much steeper bail payments thanks to a new bill in the state legislature. Yesterday, state senators heard testimony on the bill, which would require a judge to set bail at $5,000 or more when a defendant has a previous conviction for bail jumping. The requirement would apply for even nonviolent misdemeanor charges. Bail jumping is among the most commonly charged offenses in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the program. We are live on location in Richland, Central Wisconsin, in Southwest Wisconsin, halfway between Madison and La Crosse, the Driftless area, God's country out here in the old hometown, Richland Center. Homecoming week for Richland Center High School. The parade is getting underway right now. Our very own Phil Nee downtown calling the parade and then calling the homecoming game tonight. So great time to be in Richland Center. Great time to be with you on a Friday along with Nate Wegehout down in Madison on the board as we are here in Richland Center on location. Talking about the government shutdown and what this is doing to America, what it potentially will do if Congress and Republicans, I should say, can't get their act together by tomorrow, the federal government going to shut down. A lot of military people, all military people, not going to have a paycheck. And by the way, they're expected to show up anyway. You think flying right now in America is a little hairy? It's about to get worse. because TSA agents, all those people that check your bags and pat you down, they're going to be not being paid. Many will call in sick. Question is, how many of us would keep coming to work if our boss said, yeah, you know what, we're just not going to pay it. I'm not sure when we will. Kind of a disincentive, right, Nate?
I don't think so. I've done some volunteer work and news stuff before, but yeah. I might give it a day.
I mean, if your boss comes in and says, look, I mean, we're having some whatever.
Definitely won't make me work hard.
Right, but if it's like, well, we're having electronic payments, you're going to get paid, it's going to be 4 days. That's one thing.
Yeah.
But if they come to you and say, yeah, you're not getting paid, and I don't know when you will. How many Americans are gonna keep doing their job? I mean, I don't think many would. I mean, there are people who say, oh, I loved what I do, myself included. But that's not going to pay the rent. That's not going to, you know, pay the bills that we have. Put food on the tables for families. And yet, if Congress shuts down tomorrow because Republicans in the House of Representatives can't pass either a bill or a continuing resolution, that means that millions of Americans will go unpaid, but here's the carve-out. Congress people still get paid, still collect that check. Yesterday at a committee meeting, Congresswoman Summer Lee from Pennsylvania used her questioning time in committee to highlight how many constituents of Republican members of Congress will lose their paychecks because of the looming shutdown. We're going to start this. We'll see how long it goes. But just listen, because this is how it's done. If you want a roadmap of how to expose the truth in Congress, look at Congresswoman Summer Lee. She is unabashed. She is unafraid. She takes on Chairman Comar, and she tells it like it is. Here's the cut.
Republicans know the American people don't want their shutdown. So instead, the Republicans on this committee are attempting to divert and distract the American people's attention by spending taxpayer dollars on this sham impeachment hearing 2 days before they shut the government down in hopes that the media, and I don't just mean Fox News, will fall for their scheme and give more airtime to the lies being told on this committee today than the real life impact their shutdown will have on even their own constituents' lives. In fact, in Chairman Comer's district, Republicans' shutdown will cost 8,937 of his constituents their paychecks. In Jim Jordan's district, Republicans' shutdown will cost 3,939 of his constituents their paychecks. In Marjorie Taylor Greene's district, Republicans' shutdown will cost 6,306 of her constituents their paychecks. In Lauren Boebert's district, Republicans shut down.
Democrats are the party of shutdowns. You guys love shutdowns.
Thank you very much. In Lauren Boebert's district, Republicans shutdown will cost 9,016 of her constituents.
Stop her for a second, Nate. Pause it, please. Pause it for a second. All right, thank you. So what happened there was Congresswoman Lee, tell it like it is. You get a little bit too close for comfort. Because old Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the committee, you understand. And she got exposed. How many of thousands of her constituents aren't going to get paid, but MTG, she'll be getting her fat paycheck. And she didn't like being called out, so she tried. She's such a rude person. Has no decorum whatsoever. I mean, they go after John Fetterman for wearing a hoodie, and these people have no decorum whatsoever, all right? And so she tries to interrupt Congresswoman Lee, and she won't yield. She goes, I'm taking back my time. And Comar at least shuts Marjorie Taylor Greene down and says, look, you got to let her go. I thought that was great. Let's pick up. So this again, Summer Lee, Congresswoman Summer Lee from Pennsylvania, telling it like it is in a committee meeting yesterday that was set up to go after Joe Biden on these trumped up, pun intended, charges on impeachment. But Summer Lee is going after Congress on the shutdown. Here she goes. Continue on.
Will cost 12,349 of his constituents their paycheck. And Byron Donalds, 3,235 folks' paycheck. And Andy Biggs, 8,433. And Lisa McClain, 7,286. And Scott Perry's Pennsylvania district and the capital of my Commonwealth, Republicans' shutdown will cost 5,445 of his constituents who will lose their paycheck. Indeed, when you add up when you add it all up, Republicans' shutdown will cost 217,583 of their constituents on this committee's paychecks, their income, for who knows how long. Let that sink in for a second. Those are our mothers, our fathers, caretakers, brothers, sisters, moms, dad, grandmas, grandpas, friends, neighbors, beloved community members, veterans, who won't know how their food or medicine will be paid for or where their rent money is coming from.
That's how you do it. You understand? That's how you do it. I mean, you call these people out and they get very uncomfortable when the truth is told. They're kind of like when you go hiking and you know, that's kind of an interesting rock or a log, and you hit it with your foot, and you kind of roll it over, and you got all these centipedes and millipedes, and they scatter because they don't like the light, and they kind of run under back underneath the, into the darkness. That's how some of these members of Congress are. You know, they don't like the light, and once you kick the log over, the rock over, and you expose the truth, they run away like a centipede, trying to hide back into the darkness. Good on Summer Lee for exposing just on that committee alone how many men and women, federal employees, service people, military people, TSA agents, aren't going to be able to put food on the table or pay for the rent because of the stupidity by House Republicans. Off the text line, Mark from the SAC, double listening on WMDX, said, quote, I spoke with my congressperson office this afternoon, and in our conversation, I asked if she would be working. She said she would be, but not getting paid until the shutdown is over. I told her that wasn't fair. Of course it isn't, because her boss will be, unless he won't accept it in solidarity with the staff. Appreciate that, Mark from the SAC. I was actually working for former Congressman Scott Klug in Madison during the last big government shutdown under Newt Gingrich. And I think we were furloughed. We stayed at home because then the phrase was only essential workers would come in. You know, surprise, surprise, I was not deemed essential. But still, I came in for a couple of days and worked because I didn't want to get behind. And I think we went a week or so before it actually broke. We'll see how long this one lasts. It's pretty, it's absolutely atrocious. I want to go to the next subject. By the way, if you want to call in, would hear, love to hear what you think on this. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, or text us on the Civic Media app on iPhone or Android. I want to go to and touch on this goofy, you know, so-called impeachment, trumped-up impeachment charges against Joe Biden. And I have a great cut. And again, it's the youth, right? I'm not sure how old Summer Lee is, but she's not old, young. Maxwell Alejandro Frost, the youngest member of Congress right now in the House of Representatives, the first Gen Zer to get elected. This is how you do it, folks. This is what Maxwell Alejandro Frost, Democrat, on this same committee that going after Biden on these trumped-up impeachment charges, how he points out the hypocrisy of Kevin McCarthy. Here is Congressman Maxwell Alejandro Frost.
But then just 12 days later, 12 precious days later, something happens. I'm not sure what, but something happens, because then the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, comes out and says, yes, we will do an impeachment inquiry. So what happened between these 12 days? It's very simple. Three threats from members of his own caucus at the direction of former President Donald Trump changed his mind. Number one, the threat to force a vote on impeachment, which would lose on the House floor and be another embarrassment in the long list of embarrassments this Congress for the Speaker of the House. Number two, they would threat to shut down the government, something that will happen in just 2 days. And number three, and this is the one that really got to him, they said, You about to lose your job. And they said, we will remove you as Speaker from the House. And that scared him so much that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House of the United States of Representatives, third in line of the presidency, completely caved due to the threats of people within his own caucus. This fake impeachment is based on desperate political calculation, not any evidence. And Mr. Chairman, you say this hearing is to establish the basis for this fake sham impeachment hearing, but these witnesses are not giving us any basis or giving us any evidence
that,
or giving us any solutions.
They are giving us several times.
I reclaim my time. These witness who has a lot of questions, Ms. O'Connor, Dubinsky, one witness who knows something about accounting but has no real involvement in what's going on, and Mr. Turley stopping here on his way to his next Fox News hit. This is not a serious inquiry. And this is impeachment is something that's very serious, and we have to ensure that we focus on the wants and needs of the American people. This is all for nothing. Half the crowd is left. There's no line outside. The goal here to distract from the government shutdown is not going to work. And to the speaker, I have to say, you're being played by these extremists and Donald Trump. It's costing us our economy.
That is how it's done. You understand? This is what gives me hope. A Gen Zer in Congress, usually freshmen alone, let alone a freshman in Congress, sit down and be quiet and listen. That's basically what you're told. Republican or Democrat. Maxwell Alejandro Frost from Florida says none of it. Telling the truth, exposing it for what it is. He's absolutely right. Kevin McCarthy is scared to lose his job. Trump is orchestrating this from the sideline. And then he goes through and points out these witnesses, and this is why he got interrupted. Once again, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene, another Republican tried to interrupt him and shut him up because he was exposing the truth. Because Republicans didn't like the fact that at this sham hearing yesterday, that their own witnesses that Maxwell Alejandro Frost went through in that cut, their own witnesses said, there's not enough here for articles of impeachment. They were absolutely embarrassed, the Republicans were. And Democrats like Maxwell Alejandro Frost are absolutely right to call it out. That is how it is done. Before we go to the next break, I want to take a minute to say something. We have not talked for the last month plus about Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orten of the 3rd District here in Western Wisconsin. The reason is, he lost a daughter about a month and a half ago. She passed away, I understand, from cancer. And we have extended our sympathies to him and his family. Look, politics are politics. We are a year away from this election. There was no reason in my thinking to go after the guy right now. And I talked to other people who have lost kids and said, how long should we wait? And they said 3 weeks. I've waited over a month. And I said, we're not going to talk about him. We're not going to talk about politics. We're going to give him and his family time to grieve. We will pick that back up on Monday. We will start calling people out, Derek Van Orten, just like we call everybody else out on both sides. But I wanted to acknowledge that we waited for a month and a half before we talked about him. We let him, he and his family grieve. We certainly send our sincerest condolences. And there is a time for politics. And there's a time not for politics. It was good to wait and not have politics. We'll pick it up after the break with more politics on the other side. What we're thankful for. We'll ask Nate, ask you as well. Come on back. We are on location at Richland Center, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Friday on location here in Richland Center, WRCE in Richland Center, along with Nate Wagehout on the board, in for a Mr. Zommers, who is off to the North Woods once again this weekend. Glad to have you along. Coming up at 3 o'clock, 10 minutes away, CBS News, AP News, or ABC News, depending upon which of the Civic Media radio stations you were listening to. And then we'll have the weather, and then our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will step in with Matt Flynn Direct. Always informative. He's an attorney. He's prosecuted a lot of cases, local, state, federal courts. He knows what's up when it comes to the law. Also a former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. All around good. Also a Navy vet. All going to tell you some Navy stories as well now and again. And he has a great sense of humor. Going to chuckle a little bit as well. Informative, great callers as always. It is Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the news at the top of the hour. So looking forward to that. And I believe, Nate, you're doing double duty. We appreciate that. While Zommers is off today, I believe your crew, Crudy and Dom, Devil's Advocates, are originating on location just up the road here, a piece, as we say out here, in La Crosse for Oktoberfest. Is that correct?
That's correct. They're going over to my alma mater over there, Oktoberfest, this weekend. I believe they are at Buzzard Billy's, which is one of my favorite restaurants in...
It is, really?
...in La Crosse. Oh, it's great. They have a great birthday special.
Did you party at Buddy Billy's when you were up there?
Oh, yeah. I pardon. I didn't always remember it, but yes, I definitely did.
Well, very good. Well, Crudy and Dom are on location up there at Buzzard Billy's, up there in La Crosse. The Eagle up there in La Crosse, or one of our brand, or one of our newer stations, WLCX, get it right yet, Todd, WLCX up there in La Crosse. So Crudy and Dom are on location. You can listen on AM 1490. AM 1490, The Eagle, and of course, you can always listen on the Civic Media app as well. Looking forward to them bringing us on-location reports of Oktoberfest. They have a great parade up there as well. The Canyon of Lights, or whatever that is, parade up there. Real spectacle. So, did you ever go to that parade, the nighttime parade up there?
Oh, yeah, I did a couple times. Actually, when I was in college, I was in the marching band, so I believe I marched in that candlelight parade. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. We actually, thank you. Candlelight Parade, that's what it's called. We kind of copied that because one of our, one of my high school teachers, who also was the instructor and the founder of the Hilltoppers Color Guard, an all-female drum and flag line here at Richland Center, we're famous all over the country. They marched in that parade in La Crosse, and Dick Newman was from there originally, or at least spent a lot of time there. And so he brought that back in around 2000 to Richland Center. And we had the Canyon of Lights Parade during Center Color Fiesta. It lasted several years, but I don't believe they do that anymore. But I love a nighttime parade with all the cool lighting.
I just love a good parade. I love a good parade. Yeah.
And Oktoberfest is a great time to do it. So tune in at 4 o'clock here after Matt Flynn Direct. And Nate will be there with Dom and Crowell. Nate will still be in Madison. Are they going to bring you back a beer? At least they should bring you back a beer, a crawler, right?
Oh, I hope they do. They better. There's a couple good breweries over there.
Yes, absolutely. Joanne Krulas, our news director, is coming in here. What, do you have a live update, Joanne?
Canyon of Lights Parade is next Saturday night.
It's still going on, or did they bring it back?
No, well, it's been going on now for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it had gone away for a while.
I think maybe it did, but...
All right, but it's back now. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, look at this. Breaking news from our news director here at WRCE, WRCO, Joanne Krulas. Canyon of Lights Parade in Richland Center next weekend.
Yep.
Thank you. What? See, this is the kind of collie you want to have. If you're going to have a collie, you're ready, you'll want to have one that's on top of it. And Joanne is. Thank you, Joanne. That's fantastic. Joanne, live news updates. You never know what you're going to get here in civic media from our very own Joanne Krulot. So you got Oktoberfest in La Crosse. You got Center Color Fiesta and the Canyon Lights Parade at Michelin Center next weekend. All kinds of great holiday activities in the fall, as Nate and I said, our favorite time of year. Nate, usually we do a board game of the week with Mr. Zommers. He is playing the board game of hunting. Actual hunting this weekend, so he's up north. So, do you have a favorite board? Do you like board games?
I have to be honest. No, not really.
Not a big board game person, huh?
I like Risk.
Risk is a great game.
Risk is a good one. Not a lot of people will play with me because they take forever, and I get pretty into it.
Well, bring it in if you got it, and we'll some afternoon when it's slow, we won't tell anybody. We'll just set up a little Risk back in the back office.
Yeah, if we close the door and go over
right
over in the corner there by where Luke Mather sits,
who's also everybody's on vacation except you or I.
That's right.
We're here getting it done, but no, people deserve vacations.
They do.
Good gosh, and Luke's on his honeymoon yet somewhere in the world.
Somewhere.
We'll check it with Luke next week as well and see what he's up to. That is that time once again. What we're thankful for, Nate, usually Mr. Zommers and I go back and forth. We pick out something that we're thankful for, someone in our lives, something professionally, personally. Is there anything in particular that you're thankful for this week?
Yeah, I thought about a couple things, as always. I'm thankful it's Friday, as I am every Friday. For this weather that we've had this week, it's been perfect. For me, it's been like 60s when I wake up. I can keep my windows open in the morning.
Right.
That's great. This is my weather. This is where I peak.
You thrive.
Is this? Yeah, exactly.
Well, very good. That's great. Been a crazy week in some regards, but there is one thing specifically that I am thankful for this week, and that is our colleague, Kristen Bry and her husband, Mark. They announced it today on As Goes Wisconsin this morning, and she popped in via phone. Kristen and Mark are now the proud parents of a baby girl. Everybody is healthy. The baby's name, they revealed it on As Goes Wisconsin, so I could tell it to you. Her nickname is going to, her real name is Frances, but she's going to go by Frankie. So congratulations, Kristen Bry and Mark, her wonderful husband, on the birth of their baby daughter, Frankie. We are so happy for them, and I am thankful that everything went well and that Kristen's doing well and that baby Frankie's doing well. I could not be more happy for them. First-time parents, and just thrilled for them. So that's really good, right?
That is good.
And we want a good world for Frankie to grow up in. Mm-hmm. And that's why these things are so important. That's why we like to have passionate discussions on both sides. Because if we talk to one another, and more importantly, listen to one another, hopefully we're going to create even a better world, a better Wisconsin to leave to Frankie and her generation. And that's what it's all about, right? Because none of us live forever. We eventually pass away, and we want something better for Nate's generation as well. And Nate, thank you so much for doing double duty and filling in for Mr. Zommers today. We appreciate that. Also, thanks to Phil Nee, the station manager here at WRCO, WRCE and Richland Center, for letting us set up and do the show here once again. And to Joanne Krulot, our news director as well, for keeping us up to date on the news here. Wherever you are this weekend across the state of Wisconsin, make it a great and safe weekend. We thank you so much, and above all, thanks to all of our listeners, all of our callers. You are what makes this show work and run and so enjoyable. It's the best part of my day, each and every day, spending it with all you guys. Have a great week. We'll see you on the weekend, I should say. We'll see you on Monday. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. This is Todd. This is Nate. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging on your drum.
And your day will come. Keep banging on, banging on your drum.
The crowd. Stripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Stripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.